This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, hi everyone, it's Simon Smart. I'm joined again tonight by Mick Martin. Mick is the lead pastor of the Upper Room Church community in North Sydney. Last time we were talking, Mick, about consumerism in the lead up to Christmas, and you had some concerns around this. You're not entirely against the idea of buying and spending and so on, but you had some issues with the way we tend to overconsume and the production and so on and the credit and all the things associated with that.
Yeah, I think our consuming tips over into excess at Christmas time and it gets completely out of hand and people go into debt and they end up in all sorts of hardship as a result of it. And a lot of the time it's because they're buying stuff that they don't really need anyway, or the people they're giving it to, it's probably not stuff they actually need or want, but you know, you get into that mindset where I've got to buy this thing for that
person. Feel obligated to buy.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got to buy for Mick again.
And they're
year.
So hard to buy for because they've got everything. And it's kind of crazy, you know, that we're running around frantically trying to buy something for somebody who has no need. You know, they don't need the thing that we're going to be buying for them.
Right. So it's a bit of a perversion of perhaps what Christmas ought to be about.
Yeah. And I think that, as you say, that sense of obligation in giving kind of robs us of the joy of giving when giving is giving of ourselves and giving relationally and giving of our time and our a genuine expression of love for another person, you know. So
how much buying are we doing at Christmas?
Well, a lot. I don't know what the Australian stats are, but I heard something recently which I think is staggering. In the US, people spend $450 billion every Christmas. Like $450 billion every Christmas. And you know, that's a phenomenal amount of money. And one of the things I mentioned in the last time we were talking was that we're getting on board with a campaign called Advent Conspiracy, which is trying to kind of rein in, no pun intended, rein in Christmas spending and say, look, instead of all this excessive spending, let's channel some of that money into causes that are actually needing it. And so one of the things they've been supporting, it's a whole bunch of churches across America and I think a growing number here in Australia too and around the world are getting on board with this, but they're channeling a lot of that money into water projects just as a cause that they see is really worthwhile. And the number there, it's estimated that it would only take $10 billion to fix the world's water shortages, you know, that every person on the planet could have fresh drinking water for about $10 billion.
So it puts that $450 billion into perspective.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think perspective is a lot of what this is about. It's not about coming in with a Scrooge mentality and saying, right, let's ruin Christmas and you know nobody spend any money.
No presents
No more presents for the kids or anything like that. But let's get some perspective on this and try and find some balance again so that the joy of giving continues to be joyous and where we actually are mindful of people who don't have what we enjoy, the sort of standard of living we enjoy, and perhaps direct some of that giving in their direction as well.
Mm. Are there environmental issues around this?
Well, absolutely.
The production, the levels of production, the way a lot of the material, I know what happens in our house, kids are playing something for 10 minutes and then eventually it's going to become landfill.
Exactly, yeah.
There are massive problems with that, aren't there?
Yeah, absolutely. And the materials that we use to make things out of, you know, they never break down. They're kind of, it's there forever. There's a whole bunch of issues, I think, around the environmental sustainability of our consumption. I mentioned last time that statistic that if we were all to have the same standard of living, if everybody on the planet was to have the same standard of living as the average Australian or middle-class Australian or American, we'd need five planet Earths to sustain that. You know, so we're using up the finite resources of our planet at an alarming rate. And I even heard something recently that if every Chinese person decided they wanted one extra kilo of pork a year, just the devastating impact that could have on the planet in providing that. You know, so we live in this delicate balance of consumption and we can only continue to enjoy the affluent standard of living that we have in places like Australia if most of the world doesn't get to have that.
Mm.
So that's a pretty sobering thought.
It is really, and sometimes a bit overwhelming when you hear that sort of statistic in terms of what you think you can do. Thinking about your own kids, for instance, you say you don't call Christmas off when you've suddenly, you know, the lights come on about consumerism. How do you go about treating them, showing them that they're special, but also educating them in these sorts of things?
Yeah, well, we've just tried to rein things in a little bit, again, just to and to encourage them to think a bit more about people other than themselves, and we try to educate them about the state of the world's poor, you know, not laying a heavy trip on them, but at the same time trying to discourage them from becoming increasingly self-absorbed and increasingly selfish. I heard an ad on the radio this morning for an online toy retailer, and there was this kid's voice in it. Hey, mum and dad, you know we need lots and lots of toys, and if you buy them here, they're cheaper, so you'll be able to buy more because you won't have to spend as much. You know, and it's that whole mindset of more, more, more. And if you've seen the Harry Potter films and the Harry's cousin, Dudley, whatever his name is, you know. And
Dumbledore or something.
Yeah, no, Dudley Dursley, I think, is the guy's name. But he's the classic spoiled brat, you know, and his parents just lavish stuff on him. And he throws this massive tantrum on his birthday one year because he only got 36 presents instead of 37, you know. And it's clearly an exaggeration, but at the same time it speaks of an underlying malaise, I think, that's in our world. And we try to, with our kids, we just try to encourage them to appreciate the value of things, you know, not to just take for granted what they have, and to be mindful of how they might be able to make some sacrifices and help kids in other countries that maybe don't have a fraction of what they enjoy.
So, Mick, it's not just the environment, is it? It's people's lives as well that are caught up in our overproduction.
There's Absolutely.
A great cost, not only environmentally, but for people as well. And you'd have to say it's an issue of justice when we start to think about our consumption.
Exactly, you know, because we get to buy cheap goods because somebody else is getting paid rubbish money to produce them. You know, and often they're kids. You know, we're giving our kids things that we've bought that were made by children their own age in developing countries who are basically living as slaves and working as slaves. And I think it's very easy for us to ignore all of that. You know, we walk into a department store and everything's laid out on shelves and displays.
Shiny and
nice.
It's
all very sanitized and everything's in departments, and there's a feeling of rightness about all that. This is how the world should be ordered and just perfect. And yet the backstory of those goods hanging on those shelves or, you know, sitting on those displays is sometimes very, very ugly. And I think it's incumbent on us, particularly as Christians, I think it's really important that we don't just stick our heads in the sand and ignore that reality. Because, as I said last time, Jesus said, I've come to proclaim good news to the poor. He also said, I've come to release the captives. And there are a lot of people living in genuine captivity to our consumerism.
So in as much as our overconsumption doesn't get in on that program that Jesus spoke about, good news to the poor, setting the captives free, then I guess we've got to reflect a bit on this.
Absolutely.
Mm. Well, let's talk more about it next time, Mick. We're talking about consumption in the lead up to Christmas, and I look forward to having your company then.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.